information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Hey, 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 hey! Oh my gosh, so my mom has a green thumb, a really green thumb, and I didn't actually get the gene, but I've learned along the way, and I love having plants. Now, I have to have plants that, when I leave, the rest of the folks that live with me in my home, it's not me I'm worried about. You know, It is the aftercare when I'm gone, because what I'm trying to do when I'm growing these plants, and what we're going to talk about this segment is, here's the deal. There are certain plants that you can get, and we're going to be naming them, that can actually make the air that you breathe, the air that fills your lungs and just pumps your circulation in and to each and every cell, it's better, okay, cleaner, detoxified. Can you believe it? With a plant. Yep, that's what we're going to be talking about. So I keep threatening that I'm going to have this awesome urban garden, right? And I know I have the intention. I know I have the chops. Here's the thing. I do worry about when I leave. I know I can, those little seedlings would be like my babies and I'd be all over them. But I got to tell you, I'm saving myself from heartache and really bad disappointment.
Oh,
so I'm waiting.
Let me tell you about plant disappointment. While you bring that up here, I'm going to digress for only 10 seconds here and say that I went and I opened up, this is about 10 years ago, a new beautiful office. And I had a friend of mine who his partner was one of the, let's say, more, not the most healthy person to be around. And she decided to send me one of those money trees. You see those beautiful woven bushes.
Sure.
So she sends me a dead money tree. Dead the day I opened my office. And then the market crashed. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. But we made it. You know, one of the things I did, I went out and I bought a new money tree right away. And I kept good care of it, and it's still alive to this day. I was like, hey, I got a dead one. I'm not going to let that energy get me. And I was phobic. I would talk to it, and I would take it home on weekends. And it got so big. And I finally, when I sold my practice, I left it there. But it needed, I got a dead money tree. So just to let you know, if you do receive dead plants, replace them. Don't look at those things all day, because I thought about leaving it as a monument for the dead stock market.
No.
Add that story in. But okay, I would like to, can I guess some of these plants? Because you have the list. Can I try and guess?
Sure, go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay, I would guess rosemary or would be a good office plant. Is that not true?
Well, let me talk to you about the recent research undertaken by the NASA Space Administration in America. Yes, they have yielded some very interesting results, okay? In a test lasting about 2 years, conducted by Dr. B.C. Wolverton, all right? Discovered that, yes, I know exactly, common household plants are capable of converting chemical air pollutants into harmless substances. Now, one of the things that I always talk about is look at our health bank account and how many withdrawals that we have every day that are out of our control, automatic withdrawals, out of our control. What can we do? Well, guess what we can do? We take control over what we do have control over. And guess what? I am about to give you some deposits. This is free. This is not free. Okay, you're going to probably have to pay for these plants, but this is deposits into your health savings account. This will offset the out of control, ever increasingly toxic environment.
I want to know what they are.
Okay, you're thinking rosemary, but ivy. But believe it or not, one of the smallest of houseplants does an excellent job of cleaning the air of toxins, especially benzene and TCE. Okay.
So these guys knew exactly what toxins they're pulling as well.
Amazing. Sure did. Yeah. And this was this was a study. This was a study that lasted about 2 years. So it was.
That's amazing that they actually got it. So just to let you know, listeners, TCE is the bad stuff from dry cleaning.
That's right.
Really, really toxic. Okay. So benzene and TCE from ivy. What else we got?
So the humbled potted chrysanthemum is another goodie.
Yeah.
Yes. You can place a number of these plants around your office or make up a high scoring clean air cocktail by adding such plants as peace lilies and parlor palms. Okay. So peace lilies and parlor palms as well. So you just basically add those plants and keep them around your home, your office, where you dwell. It's I think, inexpensive. It's effective as far as those big, you know, humongo and sometimes noisy air conditioners. Mm-hmm. And better still are, there's various forms of the, I want to say it's Dracaena. So it's D-R-A-C-A-E-N-A. Dracaena. So there's a couple, the Wernicke, the Janet Craig, are really powerful. It was found out at pollutant sucking for the most part. And okay. Then there's two more. And I have okay. philodendrons a lot. I do because they're mm-hmm. easy to care for. And, you know, when I leave, I do easy, right? Because I don't want to be, I don't want to burden, I don't want to burden my family, but I want my plants to be alive. So the philodendron and then also Chinese evergreen.
What's amazing is that they know exactly what they're pulling too. You know, in China, to clean the air, they planted thousands and thousands of ginkgos to pull the CO2 out. And then finally somebody realized that, hey, these ginkgo trees actually put out more CO2 for the first 10 years than they take in. And so you have all these countries, that you have a whole country that blew it. And we have NASA telling exactly what toxins are pulling and how much they're gonna change out the air. I just find that an interesting dichotomy in the sense that look how specific the science is. Benzene, TCE, and knowing these things. You said this name of this family, Holly, what was that again?
It's D, you know, when it comes to some vowel sounds, D-R-A-C-A-E-N-A. So various forms of this particular plant also was in this list from NASA Space Administration. They're rocking it out.
I wonder if we'll see plants in space.
I'm sure perhaps up in the capsule, they might have some of these plants just by detoxifying the air, that small air that gets recycled all the time. You think plant, you know, and I'm thinking like, I think, you know, cause I fly a lot when I lecture, I'm thinking of like having, I don't know, maybe an ivy necklace because I can just wear it around my neck. But yes, here's what we're talking about. These have been proven. These are plants. Okay. So I love when we come across something like this that is inexpensive, okay, because I think that's really important. This health business that we are talking about, and sometimes the supplement industry is an $80 billion a year business. Does it have to be that way? Right. I don't think so, but guess what? There's not a whole heck of a lot of money made in wellness. We stay well, who benefits? Well, we do, and that's what we're out to help you do, okay? So once again, inexpensive and yeah. effective.
And let's talk about carpets, because carpets make me very nervous. We pulled all the carpets out of our home. We live in a warmer weather environment. It's harder for those folks up in northern regions. But carpet does spook me, all of it. I can't think of something more ideal than for a carpeted house to be loaded with some of these plants.
Oh, no, absolutely. If you have carpet, especially, or any... I would say construction being done, because that glue, the fresh, you know, and sometimes, oh, that new carpet or the new car smell. Well, what are you smelling? Yes, I mean, you're smelling dry clean. You're smelling what we probably used to think about as clean, right? So bleach is like, wow, that's clean. No, it's toxic. And so I understand, like I said, lots of these things are out of our control, but what can we take control over? That is what we're trying to do. I think that's the most exciting thing. This is something. So I'm gonna go through this list again. Now I have a couple of these already, but we're talking about ivy. Okay, one of the smallest of house plants does an excellent job. So there's ivy there. Chrysanthemum is another great plant. Also thinking about peace lilies or parlor palms in your home or your office. The humble philodendron. Humble because it just grows. You look at it, stick your tongue out at it, not water it. It's going to grow.
They do.
They stick around and they grow forever, and you can replant them. And so that's the ultimate of inexpensive, because you're just recycling and sustaining it, which we love. Chinese evergreen as well. So think about those plants. Inexpensive, effective ways to put cold hard cash into your health savings account, because on Radio MD and RadioMD.com, that's what we do. Help you stay well.